Sea Alaska distributes payments to its almost 21,600 shareholders twice a year. In recent years, they've ranged from about $400 to around $1,100. The money comes from three sources. The largest is a pool of all 12 regional Native corporations' resource earnings. Another is Sea Alaska's permanent fund. The third is profits from the corporation's businesses.
Usually there are. This year, there isn't any operating revenue included in the formula.
Chris McNeil Jr. is president and CEO of the Juneau headquartered corporation. He won't say why Sea Alaska has no revenues to contribute, but he says the information will be in the corporation's annual report due out in May.
I can't really provide any details on it until we publish, and we've done that traditionally to make sure that there's no miscommunication about what is being transmitted to shareholders.
Sea Alaska is so opaque, they don't really share much about their finances.
Brad Flitch is founder and managing director of Fortress Investment Management, LLC. He's also a shareholder who is critical of Sea Alaska. He says even the annual reports lack detail. Earnings and losses are reported in sectors, so the reader often can't tell which individual businesses are making or losing cash. Still, Flitch says Sea Alaska's board was honest when it approved a distribution without corporate revenues.
I'll give them kudos for that, because that did take some effort on their part. Now what they need to do is hire a management team that can make that zero go away and actually turn into a positive number.
McNeil is retiring this summer, and the search for a replacement is underway. This spring distribution totals about $12 million. It gives most shareholders a $721 payment, but others receive only $57. The difference is that pool of resource earnings. McNeil says the biggest contributor is the owner of Northwest Alaska's Red Dog Mine.
At this point, NANA is a principal distributor, but over cumulatively, Arctic Slope has distributed more revenue than any other corporation.
Sea Alaska was a major contributor before its timber subsidiary started running out of trees. Most shareholders also belong to a smaller community-based Native corporation. Those getting the larger payment also own stock in Juneau or Sitka's urban Native corporations. Those receiving the smaller amount are shareholders in village corporations from Yakutat to Saxman.
The portion of funds that go to tribal member shareholders who are enrolled to village corporations goes to the village corporation, and then the corporation's board of directors is entitled to decide whether or not some or all of those funds will be distributed directly to their tribal member shareholders or to retain them in the corporation.
There are several other classes of shareholders. Those only holding Sea Alaska stock get the full amount. Descendants of original shareholders receive the lower amount, and elders get an extra $57 on top of whatever they receive. All the amounts are based on ownership of 100 shares. That's the most common number, but some shareholders have more or different types of stock due to gifting or inheritance. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.